Hello and welcome. I'm Greg Martinelli, and this is the Ag Sales Professional Podcast. And the purpose of this podcast is to make you the best salesperson or sales manager possible in agribusiness. Well, welcome to the Ag Sales Professional Podcast if you're listening, and webcast if you're watching. So either one, you can always read, listen, or watch our podcast episodes each week. I'm joined today with a special guest, Nancy Vanderbijl out of Ontario, Canada. Welcome, Nancy.
Hi, welcome. Thanks for having me today, Greg.
Great. Let's talk a little bit about Nancy and I met through the website. She got onto the website, reached out to me, and ended up working with me in a coaching scenario. And so Nancy has had a unique challenge. She is employed by the only North American employee in the Core Cool system of cooling cows and livestock, I guess I should say, but primarily works with a lot of dairies across the North American continent. So Nancy, why don't you tell us a little bit about maybe a little excerpt of your background in the ag world. You've been around the world, Australia, as I understand, and know a little bit about agriculture. You grew up on some dairy operations there in Canada, and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah. So for sure, I'm a farm kid. I grew up on a beef feedlot in Eastern Ontario. At the time, my dad had the biggest feedlot in Eastern Ontario. So that was our claim to fame. And put myself through college twice working on dairy farms. I probably had as much experience working off farm as I did on farm because I'm one of five kids. So there was a lot going on there. I'm a Kempfel College of Agriculture and Technology graduate, so that's affiliated with Guelph University now. Okay. And I also did International Agricultural Exchange Association, which is called AgriVenture now, and spent 12 months milking cows in Coorambora, Gippsland, Victoria. We milked 400 cows on a 40-cow rotary, so that was a very cool experience. And then after that, I actually married a guy from Western Australia, and we had a 2,500-acre cow-calf operation there where we raised 400 head, and we implemented rotational grazing and did a whole water system. And so it's very interesting being able to have dry land farming experience and, you know, Eastern Ontario farming experience. I feel like it gives me a lot of empathy towards the challenges that farmers face, you know, in all the different geographical locations that we have in North America. So and then I came home from Australia and started working for in agricultural sales, and then started working in this role. So it's been a crazy roller coaster ride across a few different countries, and definitely a lot to learn.
Well, you'll find, I think, as with anything, you'll find that those experiences will be able to pull from those experiences all over the world. And I think that's an awesome background for sure for what you're trying to do. And that kind of brings us to today's topic, which was, this is probably one of my favorite coaching projects, if you want to call it that. You had a unique, it was certainly you wanted to learn selling skills. But more importantly, you were kind of tasked as an individual to conquer the North American continent for a new way to cool cattle or cool cows, primarily, as I mentioned. You have a unique cooling system, and you were a new brand, so you didn't have the brand recognition to rely on, and you were a new system. So obviously this new system was better, but oftentimes better costs more. So you had a struggle with the go-to-market strategy of whether you were going direct through dealer, through distributor, how you went to market. And then of course you were, as all of us, you were caught up in the middle of COVID logistics, and that posed its own challenge. So this was a daunting project for both you and I as we kind of struggled through that. So just tell a little bit about maybe how you went through the coaching and some of the experiences you had as you tried to navigate that journey.
Right. So I started working for Core Cool Systems in 2019. So July, August, 2019. And, you know, it takes a while to get product knowledge up under your belt and everything. And then, so then the world got slammed with COVID, right, in February 2020. So just when I was really getting ready to run, the brakes got put on, and you know, everything kind of had to change. So that was a little unfortunate. And at the time, I was just one person. It was just me and in Canada, all of North America.
And Canada was a little tighter than others, you know, as far as restrictions. Ontario was very much locked down, so you were kind of stranded or isolated, so to speak.
Right. Fortunately, I was able to work with border, and I got exemption, so I could travel a little bit within COVID. So that was really good. You know, obviously not right away at the beginning, but eventually we did work on that, because the dairy industry is an essential industry. So we were able to do that. So it was good. But what I was finding was that I was, you know, asking people to have faith in me, and I didn't have warehousing, and I didn't have a network behind me, and I didn't have a team. So it was really difficult to get individual dealerships around the country to like sign on and want to take part in something whenever they were, you know, they were just counting on me, right? So I talked to my boss and I said, look, I really think that the right thing to do is to find somebody who has an existing dealer network and you know, turn them into a North American distributor. Sure. So we did that, and we teamed up with Sun North Systems, which is a company 35 years in existence right here in Seaforth, Ontario, and they have the ability to warehouse products. So, and they're ventilation specialists, right? So the two things worked really, really well together. So I was very, very happy to like partner with them. It's working out really great. They've got tons of inventory for me, and they have five or six territory reps that take care of the dealer network across North America. Sure. So now I had to transition from, you know, being just me to now, you know, helping these six territory reps product knowledge and, you know, share information and all kinds of stuff like that. So I definitely was feeling a little overwhelmed by that. And that's kind of why I reached out to you. And the whole role was a little overwhelming. So like, you know what, I think that it's really important for me not to flounder here by myself. So I was listening to a North American Ag podcast, Chrissy Wozniak. She was interviewing you. And I was like, hey, here's a guy who like does ag sales, you know, training, which is great, because I was reading all these books, these sales training books and territory managing books, but none of them were like specifically orientated towards the ag industry. So even though there's a lot of stuff that you can use, you know, I still kind of felt like it wasn't exactly the right fit. So I was really grateful whenever I found you. You have years and years and years of experience in the ag industry. And so it was really great for me to just have that time, you know, once every 2 weeks, where I could say, these are the challenges that I'm facing, and I don't know where to go from here. How can you help me, or whatever. It was kind of like therapy for me, really, honestly.
Yeah. It was a consultative coaching almost, as you know, the pure coaching is just reflective, but in a lot of ways it was kind of me learning the industry a little bit, but also, you know, learning how to help you get to market, because it was not, you know, there was a clear path. It could take many different roads. I think that was the exciting part for me, but probably frustrating and daunting for you, because like you said, you were one person in the world.
Yeah. And just learning how to, so we did a lot of stuff with disc training and learning how to, you know, talk to people in the method that they're most likely to listen, right? Sure. So the six territory managers, they're all men. They're all very different personalities, right? And so I found that part of it really very helpful, because it made it easier for me to know who to spend my time with, right? Who to invest my time with, and B, how to actually present information to them, or recommendations or ideas to them in a way that they were more likely to hear.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah. Cause you were challenged with two different customers. You had the dealer. So you had to sell to them so they knew how to sell your product, but you also were out farm shows and things like that, promoting to the farmer, to the dairy farmer. Right. And so that's always a challenge, is the do I focus on push to the dealer or pull from the producer? And again, that seemed overwhelming for you. And I think one of the keys that we worked on was just narrowing down. Let's take all of the world in North America and narrow down to where can a person spend their time and their focus and make the most impact? And I think that was the fun right. part of that exercise. And so,
right. And a big part of honestly, I truly didn't even know what a go-to-market strategy was, right? Like truly, you mentioned it at the end of one session and I was like, oh, that sounds like a good thing. So then I did a bunch of like online research, YouTubes sure. and all kinds of stuff, figuring out what it was. Right. And then we spent the whole next session on, you know, how to put together a go-to-market strategy, right. which was really great because that gave me the confidence to then be able to go to my distributor and say, hey, what is your go-to-market strategy for the US, right? What is your go-to-market strategy for Canada? And you know, this is my idea of what the go-to-market strategy should be. But what's your plan, right? Because I really think that that's the big thing. You can't just like go with a giant bucket of paint and just throw it across the country and hope that it's going to work out, right?
Right.
You're going to be
right.
much, much better off if you niche it down, find your target customer, sure. you know, find your target states and really make a plan about it. You're going to have a whole lot more success. What do you call it? Become a big fish in a big pond rather than a small fish in a big,
yeah. big fish in a like smaller that. Pond. Yeah. Bigger fish in a smaller pond. Yep. Instead of a little fish in a gigantic pond. And that's, I think, right. you know, that turned into branding of yourself as well as your company. And again, I think the challenge is, and you still got a long way to go. Obviously, there's a whole world still to conquer.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like you're heading in that direction of if I don't do it here, the rest of it's never going to probably happen. So it's like, you know, work on this particular niche with, and here's the reasons that niche would want to do business with me, or use my products. In the case of the dairy farmer. And mm-hmm. then you're kind of like, okay, I've got a reason to go call on somebody. And then, you know, you had a very unique, it wasn't just a dealer. It was they were in business with you as well. So it was a new product, a new venture, and you kind of had to help in a way, hold a customer's feet to the fire. Like they had to be accountable to sell it, because mm-hmm. the product that sits in the back in their warehouse doesn't do anybody any good. And it burns up right. their money in use, and you don't get any sales, and that's right. what needed, you know, that was kind of the stepping point was, okay, we need to target, here's what those folks need to target in New York or California or whatever particular geography you went to.
And, right. Absolutely a huge challenge, right? Like if we're going to sell on price, then we're going to lose every time, right? Sure. So you did a podcast with, I don't remember the guy's name, but it was all about selling value, right? Sure. Rather than yep. dollar value, like rather than cost. And I think that's actually become a huge part of my, like how I approach everyone, right? So first we need to find the value, right? So how is heat stress or how is temperature stress impacting your operation, right?
Right.
What is that costing your operation? Emotional cost, dollar cost, whatever. Find right. out what the pain points are and what those pain points are costing them before sure. you just throw the price out there. Because if you just throw the price out there, you're going to scare the bejesus out of them, right? right?
And you're,
but if you define the value first, then you have a much more higher likelihood of achieving a sale, right?
Because right, you're competing against fans, which just blow air. So I always, you know, when in the US, when we had the heat wave in 1995, you know, hot air over hot animal body does not really cool you off. I can prove that. I was in that. But you use a much more advanced system. So you're using moisture, using a temperature control, a fan control, so that when it does get cooler, it shuts off, and then all these things in a mister, and it's a whole, it's like air conditioning. I always called it, I don't know if you like that or not, I call it air conditioning for cows versus a fan that you could, a box fan from Walmart. I mean, it's, they're completely different, And if you price one against the other, you say, well, I can go buy a fan from Walmart or I can install, you know, air conditioning. You can't do price because one's $15 and the other one's going to be an investment. But one of them is a much more efficient and healthy system for cooling, not only animals, right, people. So I think that was where it was like, hey, you're never going to win that battle. And they've got to understand the impact of that. Just moving hot air will only cool that animal for a certain amount of degrees, and that you're going to need humidity, moisture, and all the other aspects that you work with. And then I think you did your latest picture, which was the greatest. It had a before and after of a barn lot, I guess, lack of better terminology. It was inside of a building, but it was kind of like an open lot. On the right was just wet and nasty, and that was a cooling system that was spraying water, I assume, everywhere. And then, of course, yours on the left. The after with yours was a drier, much drier conditions, which, you know, hoof quality, laying down more, all the things that make happier, healthier cows is there. So I think it's great to focus in on that, because you're right. People, as much as we want customers to do the math, sometimes they don't do the math.
Right. Yeah. And I think, you know, in all fairness, the customer is inundated by, you know, 15 to 20 different companies all telling them that theirs is the latest, the greatest, the bestest, the newest, the most wonderfulest thing on the market. Right. So I think that we as salespeople have to have empathy to that as well. And we also need to just make sure that we slow it down and take some time so that the customer really understands. Right. And that's very important with my product. Right. Like if you're comparing just a fan to a core cool system, like, you know, we're talking 5 miles per hour at 90 feet of airspeed, right? What they're comparing it to may be achieving 5 miles per hour at 10 feet. Do you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
So you would basically need 9 of them to achieve 5 miles per hour at 90 feet, right? And we're doing it with...
Right. To a kid that grew up in a house with 6 kids, you had to sit right in front of the fan if you wanted to cool off. So if you got back, you got back 2 or 3 kids, you didn't get much air. So that's kind of what you're saying is, hey, if you're comparing to a fan, you know, there's different than a core cool system, which blows it pretty far distance.
And then like you said too, right, it's just moving hot air. A fan is just moving hot air.
Right.
So when it gets to be, you know, I don't know, like 78 degrees, say, right, you're just turning your barn into a convection oven, right? Yeah. But the ultra fine timed mist is coming on and it's creating an imitation sweat, and it's actually landing on the cow. And as it evaporates, it creates that cooling effect. And it's that cooled blood that we're using to maintain core body temperature, right? So our whole focus is on keeping the cow cool. Well, everyone else is focused on cooling ambient air, but we're actually focused on cooling the cow.
And that's the word core inside of your name is core cool, is the core is the core of the body, which is really what. Yeah. So I think you got a lot of cool words though. Imitation sweat. I love that one. That was one I don't know who came up with it, you or your owners or whatever, but I think that's a pretty cool one. And then obviously the core is important. And I think a lot of the work was done to put because you got a lot of features, like an EC motor. You kept telling me all about an AC DC motor and an EC motor. And I'm like, I don't know that anybody cares, you know, but just tell me what it does, you know? So then, you know, you kind of graduated to that point where you're like, okay, people need to know what's so significant about that. What does it do versus those other motors? And I think that was another learning point of, you know, getting out of features, because what you have is a lot of better features, which give a lot of benefits, and try to put those benefits in picture format or in video or in, you know, before and after, whatever it was that we could use, because some of it was difficult to do. And without that, people are just like, they'll put you in the category of a fan. You know,
right.
You're a cooling system. And I did that with my last barn, and it's a fan. And so,
That's for awesome. Sure. You know, I'm a big Donald Miller fan, and you know, his thing is if you confuse, you lose. Right.
Sure.
So it's really just trying to take a system that's super like I don't want to say complicated, but it's got like so many tiny little things that contribute to it, right?
Sure.
That figuring out a way to like just tell people exactly that, right? Without all the confusion, because every part of it is actually very simple. What it does just makes common sense, right? It is very simple, but there's so many parts and there's so many pieces that are all working together, right? From like the shape of the blade to the serrations on the edge of the blade to the EC motor to the it being electronically commutated so that the speed control is all happening electronically, 0 to 10 volt wire, like, you know, the droplet size, the variable speed, like there's a thousand different little things, and you end up, you know, writing a storybook about it. But yeah, you know, I love the social media side of things, right? So what I love about that is that you pick one feature and you just talk about that one feature. Absolutely. And then hopefully people are following along. So over the course of 3 months, they're kind of just getting, you know, tiny little tidbits about it every time. Yep. And hopefully that's like staying in their in the recesses of their mind. And they're like, oh yeah, that system does that too, right? So,
And it's always, you know, as I can see, I always bump you up to take the features, go to the benefits, and then the emotional impact, which can be taking better care of their cattle, their cows, their pigs, whatever they're taking care of. And that aspect, mm-hmm. you know, to try to value what that's worth versus, and there's all kinds of different value factors. Well, Nancy, I appreciate you being on the podcast webcast today, and appreciate the opportunity to have worked with you and probably be connected in the industry for a long, long time to come. If people want to get a hold of you or see a little bit more about what it is that you do and maybe work with their operation, how would they do that?
So everything is Core Cool Systems. So you can find us on all social media platforms at Core Cool Systems. You can find the website, corecoolsystems.com. And my email address is just Nancy, plain old Nancy, at corecoolsystems.com. So
it's Core Cool is CoreCool, right? No.
Yep. K's and systems with an S. Yep. No crazy spelling, just straight down the line. It is what it is. I like it. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Nancy. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Have a fantastic day and stay cool.
All right. Love that. I hope today's podcast helped you on your journey to be the best ag sales professional possible. Now, you can always access more blog articles, podcasts, and training opportunities, both virtual and in person, on my website at www.gregmartinelli.net. Thank you and have a great day.